Yeah, I mean, I guess it's kind of like the talk of town right now with the decision to go with Tommy over Tyrod. I think Tyrod's, you know, handling it well, being a professional, kind of like what we know he's going to be. Both of those guys got nothing but the confidence in everyone on the team, whether they went with Tommy or they went with Tyrod. And we're just trying to keep the main thing. Obviously, like I said, we got confidence in both of them, and they made a decision to go with Tommy, and now our focus is on Green Bay.
Saquon, what did it mean to you to be nominated for the NFL Man of the Year by the Giants?
Awesome. It's my second year of being nominated. It's an honor. One of 32 men in the NFL getting nominated for that award. It's truly a blessing being a running back, being a fan in the history of the game, learning about Walter Payton and knowing his legacy on the field and off the field, and getting to spend time with some of the Payton family last year because I was nominated. Like I said, it's truly an honor. It's a good thing. It's a good thing to be, you know, you want to win that award, but it's a hard award to win because there's 31 other guys doing just as good as you're doing. And when you got 32 guys and even more doing spectacular things in the community, it's not a bad thing.
Why is it important to you to do those things in the community, particularly with, it seems like, at-risk youth or homeless youth? Like, why?
I would say, especially with the homeless, I kind of could relate to that a little bit more. Definitely battling that when I was a child. My parents did a really good job of making sure that I've never even noticed it when I was a kid. But growing up and just hearing the stories of, you know, especially what my father had been through, living in abandoned houses and jumping around here and there, and have that. I had like a little stint in my life when I was probably a year or two where we were homeless. But at the time we didn't feel it, so I could be able to relate to them a little bit more, and just trying to find any way we can get back and make a change. And then that's when we start working with Children of Promise. And then going back home, Lehigh Valley and up here, same thing we can do. It's kind of what my foundation kind of stands for. Any little thing we can do to give back and make an impact on our community is something I wanted to do ever since I got drafted to the NFL. And it's a goal of mine, and I look forward to continuing.
Saquon, I remember Eli Manning saying this when he went through the whole Man of the Year process, the idea of how, you know, it's an award to win, but you feel like you've already won,
yeah,
you know, being nominated. But it's also one of those things, right, like you like to do a lot of your work behind the scenes and not put it out there. But in order to be able to bring awareness to the situation, you almost have to allow people in. Is that a tough balance that you've had to walk over the last couple of years, the idea of you're not doing it for the attention, but the attention certainly helps the cause.
Yeah, and it helps the cause, and it comes with it. And then it's a war, and you're competing. Like I said, it is a hard balance. It is weird. But for me, I just try to keep it real and authentic. Sometimes, like, I'd rather do the work where no cameras there or no one taking pictures or no one posting anything about it. But I guess that's kind of how you get nominated. So it is a tough balance, but for me, I just keep the main thing, keep it real, authentic, and I feel like the way I operate, the kids and the organizations that I work with and the people that I interact with, I feel like they can feel that, so hopefully they can.
Would 1,000 yards mean something to you this year?
Yeah, it would be, anytime you can rush for 1,000 yards in the NFL, growing up, I kind of thought it was easier than when you get into the National Football League to consistently rush for 1,000 yards every year. And if I get 1,000 this year, I would be – what was that paper you showed me? Well, if I get to 1,000 this year –
I'm looking at it right now.
I would be
– you'd be like third, I think.
Be third, yeah. If I get 1,000 this year, I'd be third on a list all time. That was, you know, I can't even sit here and lie to you and say that wouldn't be a cool thing. That would definitely be a cool thing. So pretty much play 5 years, technically I guess six, but 5 years and average 1,000 yards every year. It's not a bad start to first half or whatever of your career.
And they may not even franchise you next year.
You weren't in the top 10 of the Pro Bowl voting for running backs. What do you make of that?
I can get why I'm not in the top 10. Missing three games, and you know the team. There's a lot of backs that are playing well, and it's the first round of it. So hopefully I can finish the season strong enough. Just get myself in there. But Dexter Lawrence not being in there doesn't make any sense to me. So I don't really care about too much of him myself. But Dex is one of the most dominant defensive players in the league. So for him not being in there, we got to do better, Giants fans, for sure.
Saquon, what's the goal now? What do you use for motivation, say, on Monday night or beyond Monday night?
We in this, to be honest. Like, I'm going to keep it real. You know, we're not looking too far. We're not looking in the hunt or the playoff pitchers, but if we take care of what we got to take care of, you know, everyone can say what they want about the season, but it's week whatever, and everything we want is still there. So we don't need no extra motivation. You know, every game is a critical game no matter what, but especially now. So Monday night, you got a team who's hot. I think they're, what, one of the last three or four games, and we won our last two games. No more excuses. Tommy DeVito is not a rookie quarterback anymore. He's got going into his fourth start. Injuries, we got guys getting healthier, and everything we want is there. So we were a team last year that was able to find a way to make it in the playoffs. You know, that's still our goal. Every team going to begin the season is to make it in the playoffs and get people to the Super Bowl. And statistically and mathematically, we're still in it.
Would you have said that 2 weeks ago? Like, I know
I've
the
been
company.
Saying it.
But I know the company. You sound, yeah.
I've been saying it.
But you sound like you believe it.
No, I've been saying it, and I always believe it. Like, I know it sounds like we talk all the time, and it sounds like I'm just, you know, beating dead horse, and I'm saying it. But, like, I truly, truly believe that. Like, I'm one of those guys, if I'm in a fight and I got my ass kicked for the 11 rounds, the 12th round, in my head, if I could knock you out and get the win, then that's how it's going to happen. So, like, I kept saying it. Until we're completely out of this thing, I still believe. And even when you're out this thing, you still got a job to do. So, it's not really too hard to look at. I don't think it's really too hard to figure it out. That's how I look at it, and that's what I firmly believe in.
You got to win Monday, though, right? I mean,
from now on, you know, every game in the NFL is a must win, but knowing what we want to accomplish, yes, it's, if you want to say a must win, I don't like putting that label on any games. I go back to Coach Franklin, whether if we're playing Akron or we're playing Ohio State, you got the same mindset, you got to treat practice week the same. But Monday night against a team who's rolling and we're rolling, and they got a lot of things that they're fighting for, and we got a lot of things that we're fighting for, and we got to keep stacking it one game at a time.
You were asked about Tyrod, but what about Tommy? Like, now that he's the starter,
yeah,
and named the starter, what have you seen in him as he prepares for Monday?
Same old Tommy. I mean, I don't see anything different. Like, no matter what, if he wasn't named the starter, if he was, I think he should continue to have that confidence, have that mindset of, you know, effort and go out there and ball. You're an undrafted kid from New Jersey, you're living a dream. Go out there, have fun, and you got everyone's support. Let's go do this thing together.